CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
But you just don't like the mug they put the coffee in.
No, and I don't like the coffee.
The actual bean? What's wrong with it?
I guess. Nah, not really.
You just don't like the mugs? Come on.
Well, sometimes the soy milk is separated.
Just take
it
back.
And I really don't like the mugs.
We're getting to the truth.
Are we going?
Yep.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Adam.
Hello. Welcome to day two.
Day two. Happy Tuesday.
How did we go today?
To be honest, I can't remember what happened today.
We were chatting about e-scooters and also Tinder love anthems.
Oh, actually, it was a pretty good day, wasn't it? It was pretty funny.
Richard Pascoe.
I've been trying to rev you up all day so you can witness the revving.
Yeah, that what happened. Richard Pascoe made his grand return. We spoke to Mari about the Australia Day Family Fun Fair in Wynyard.
Tasters Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. Tasters today. Can't tell you what it was. All the new competitions returned.
Oh, still so getting colas. Fun. So much fun. I think it's my favourite thing now.
The new comps.
Yeah.
I love it.
Especially Corliss Kings.
Yeah.
Like, that has to be my favourite comp now.
Yeah, and I'm glad that so people are participating because, you know, some people might get shy or whatever, but those phones lit up.
Those phones have been lighting up.
So we're happy.
Not like a Christmas tree because it's no longer Christmas.
Like an Easter tree.
Like an Easter tree. Yeah. YOLO. I'll take it. Like a Valentine's Day tree.
How about yeah.
That's before Easter.
Yeah, well, anyway, we've run out of stuff to say, so here's the show.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Good morning, all.
7 minutes past six. Welcome to Adam and Ari for Breakfast, show two for 2022.
Welcome to Tuesday.
You into it?
Yeah, are you into it?
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah. Frothing it so far?
Went to see a film at the theatre last night.
Yeah, how was it?
Scream 5, or Scream, as it's also known.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's
worth it.
Have you seen many of the Screams?
No, I like Scary Movie, and then when I watch Scream, I'm like, hang on, what?
That's right. You think of, yeah, the
And then I'm
the
like,
mask.
This isn't funny. What?
It is
what?
It can be quite funny, because they make fun of, you know, Scary Movie tropes and stuff.
Yeah.
So this fifth one, they talk about...
No spoilers.
No.
Okay.
But they talk about requels.
Okay.
And because they always refer to the movie itself, but they're actually talking about the movie in the movie, but they're actually making fun of the movie itself. It's all meta.
Yeah, okay.
So they're talking about requels. So this is sort of a requel, which is where they do like a sequel that's also a reboot.
Okay,
which we've seen a lot of recently.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got a reboot, but you've still got legacy characters in the reboot.
Okay.
And they acknowledge it's all about that and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
So worth it. Was it like lots of things popping out of nowhere? Because that really freaks me out.
Yeah, it's all about that as well. I like the nerdy bits where they're talking about requels.
Yeah, that does not surprise me whatsoever.
Talking about, you know, making fun of horror movies and stuff, but I enjoyed it.
Went on a little movie date, did ya?
Yeah.
I actually, by the way, before you speak, I had a friend ask me yesterday, haven't heard much about Adam's love life
lately. Who said
lately.
This?
I can't tell you my sources.
Oh, if people
want to... Can't tell you my sources, but I was like, yeah, good point. Is he still on Tinder? Yeah, so I had a lovely friend ask and was like, oh, where's the banter gone?
Oh, no.
Well, we've had summer breakfast for starters.
Yeah. Well, if people want to know stuff, 1-300-655-922 is the number. We're always here. The phone's right there.
Call up. Is Adam still on Tinder?
Oh, I better try this out. Hello,
Oh, it's a bit echoey. Adam got a present from his Papa Bear, Dada Davison, for Christmas.
This was a gift from Dad for Christmas. Here we go. If we need echo on the air, we've got echo.
And you do love your sound effects.
Special
so...
effects. Welcome to CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Perfect.
Might do the whole show with it.
Oh, stop it.
Pretty smooth, right?
No, not at all.
Adam and Ari, 10 minutes past six. Good morning.
Good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
13 minutes past six is Santana with Rob Thomas. Thank you very much. Smooth CFM, Adam and Ari.
Morning.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking tech with Richard Pascoe. He's back for the new year.
We're also talking to Marie about the Australia Day Family Fun Day that is going ahead tomorrow. So we'll find out more about that. Of course, it's Tuesday, so no Tuesday's complete without a taste test Tuesday. What do we got today? Is it fresh or canned?
It's in a box.
Yeah.
It's not in a can and it's not fresh.
Okay.
Blood orange and almond dark chocolate made with everlasting love on the little island of Tasmania.
Well, I've heard of that. I've heard of that island. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that island.
Now, how did you decide on this for Taste Test Tuesday?
I forgot to bring the slow paste in. That's how I decided. I went through the office. Actually, first of all, I looked in Renna's drawer because Renna always has some weird snacks sometimes. Mm. And I was like, ooh, but we're on a health kick, so she doesn't have any snacks at the moment. And then I went to the promo room and I was like, oh, there's only Mars bars. That's not really a taste test.
Well, we've all tasted them.
Yeah, so I found this. Mm. Can't tell you where because put myself into trouble, but I did find this okay, somewhere in the office.
Uh-huh.
If it's yours, too bad, it's no longer gone.
Yeah.
Blood orange and armored dark chocolate. Are we going to clink or we can just air clink though?
I'd like you to make sure you enjoy this because this is a tasty one, right? Because you know what Taste Test Tuesday's like. They're not always going to be this delicious.
I'm air clinking.
For instance, I have bought Surströmming, this Swedish fermented
fish.
I'm not
tasting that.
Are you not?
No.
You did the durian fruit, the smelly fruit. You won't do the fermented fish?
No.
It's just me on my lonesome.
No.
Rod, you better appreciate that.
Like, I love
that.
The show, but I'm not going to be eating, like, nah.
But anyway, that's in a future one. Right now, I'm just saying it so we enjoy the chocolate. Mm. How's it, how the flavours?
Usually I'm not a fan of dark chocolate.
Really?
And I'm not a fan of Jaffers either. But the blood orange and almond with the dark chocolate and not in a Jaffa and just in a block, kind of nice. Or maybe it's the fact that I haven't had chocolate in like 2 weeks.
What is the brand of this I Love Chocolate?
Mm.
Is that the brand?
Mm.
It's Tasmanian.
Mm.
It's good, isn't it?
It's gluten-free, ads.
Perfect.
Gluten-free.
Now, does a lot of chocolate have gluten in it though?
I don't know. It just says no artificial colours or flavours, gluten-free. May have fruit, milk, solids, nuts and tree nuts.
Well, you're doomed.
Yeah, I'm doomed.
Not lactose-free.
No, I might have another piece, though.
Oh.
Pretty yummy. Do it for the show,
you're
know?
A glutton for punishment.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, hang on. You're a gluten for punishment.
No, that's you. Yeah, pretty yummy.
Mm. I agree, but I like Jaffers.
No, like, Jaffers aren't the best chocolate, you know?
But you ever had the Daryl Lead version of the Jaffa? Mm-hmm. They're quite good, aren't they?
I like chocolate bullets and licorice and stuff.
Yeah, you're weird, aren't you?
Yeah, yum. Yum, I love licorice.
So, verdict success?
Yeah. To be honest, I probably wouldn't have ever bought that before, like that flavour.
But that's what Taste Test Tuesday is all about,
and now
Ari.
I probably would, because it's pretty yummy. It's not too sickening.
Yeah, it's
a bit refreshing. It's nice at 17 past 6 in the morning.
It's a good breakfast choc.
Yeah, it's a good because you got the orange.
Perfect.
So it's
healthy.
Kind of like having fruit.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you know it.
That's Taste Test Tuesday.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
We want to know, we want to hear from you. At CFM Tasmania on Facebook. Or our phone number is 1300 655 922. What are your thoughts on these e-scooters?
I love them.
You like them?
I love them. So, like, travelling around to other cities and stuff, they are so much fun to get around.
Last time I was in Hobart, I hadn't been since they had them. Last time I went down recently, they're everywhere, scattered, sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Purple scooters everywhere. So.
Yeah, they're the beam ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have orange ones, but I didn't see too many of them. It was mostly the purple bean ones, with just helmets hanging on them. But it's a divisive subject.
It is. It definitely is. I mean, if you think about it, my opinion.
Shock jock.
Controversial. My opinion. Like, you're on a scooter, electric scooter, right? E-scooter, you're heading around. It's obviously not the scooter's fault if something happens. Yeah. It's not going to do anything unless if the person on the scooter is doing something they shouldn't be doing. So it's not the scooter's fault.
No.
It's the same with a car. Yeah. We're not going to ban all cars because there's been a lot, and, like, we have crashes quite a lot on the coast.
Look out. People make this argument about guns, though, in America. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And it's like,
too intense. too intense ads.
Yeah.
But then I also do understand the fact that we do have, it's not like we have a huge city. You know, like we've got, you know, a few towns, really.
Yeah.
And it's not really that hard to walk from one end of the town to the other end.
Yeah, unless you're going to scoot from one side of the coast. You know, and from Port Sorrell to Wynyard.
Yeah, and then you've got to go on highways and stuff. Like, maybe when the walking tracks. Like, maybe if you're going from, you know, Turner's Beach to Ulverston, how there's that walking track and that goes, you know, all the way along the coast, then, yeah, it'd be safe because you'd be on your own little path.
Yeah.
And it would kind of be fun.
I think there has been an issue here and there already in Hobart of elderly people almost being cleaned up by someone going around a corner.
That's like safe scooting, I guess. You know, you're obviously not going to hoon past a shop, but, you know, not everyone thinks the same.
I've seen some pretty funny videos online as well of drunken people falling on them. Like, trying to ride them into the gutter and wondering why they fall on their face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, that's also, like, a part of the safety thing. You're not supposed to, you know, actually ride them intoxicated.
Yeah.
But,
don't drink and scoot. Isn't that what they say?
Well, I mean, you can't even push a wheelbarrow intoxicated because you can lose your driver's license because it's got wheels.
But what if you do it and you don't have a driver's license? What do you lose then?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Your library card.
That is very true.
But, yeah, they've had these all around the world and stuff, and there's been issues. This is a clip from YouTuber Ordinary Things. This is about when they were rolled out in California.
While the scooters were banned in San Francisco, they were flying free in the neighbouring city of Oakland. The problem was that they were flying straight into Lake Merritt. With the city fishing 60 fallen e-scooters out of the lake in October 2018 alone.
So that's
60.
That's another issue. People just dump them in the water, or they vandalise them, or they destroy them.
Why?
There's two reasons, I think. There's some people that don't like them, so they take it out on the scooter and destroy them.
Okay.
The second reason is there's young people that like to just get up to mischief. Yeah.
And throw rocks and cars and stuff, which is just ridiculous.
They've got a scooter right there they can vandalise. But this is a clip from ABC News about the ones in Hobart.
These hire and ride electric scooters have been popping up in Hobart and Launceston, already clocking more than 20,000 trips.
I think they're a good idea, as long as obviously people do the right thing by them, don't dump them in the dirt.
You have to be over 16, wear a helmet and stay within the city boundary. But already one scooter made its way to the top of Kunanyi, Mount Wellington.
So people also ride them outside of the jurisdicted area, I believe.
I thought they would just, like, turn off because they're run by an app. So why wouldn't they just turn off when you're out of the zone?
And I don't know where the zone is, but it's about an hour walk from Hobart to Lutana. And I was walking from Hobart to Lutana, and there was one in Lutana. And it's an hour walk away. I don't know if you're supposed to scoot them out to Lutana, but I don't know how they got it up Mount Wellington.
It's
how much effort
they
is that?
They must be quite powerful to get up Mount Wellington.
I know. But let us know what you think at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. Or
imagine climbing the nut, by the way.
On the scooter. If we get him here, that's the first thing we're going to try.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
It's Walker Hayes and he's pretty fancy.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
All right, this is your chance to go into the draw for a $50 voucher to spend at Valentino's Family Restaurant. I spent a $50 voucher myself on the weekend and loved every second of it.
What did you order, by the way?
I got the Scotch Fillet.
Oh, you would.
Why not? I got a voucher.
Yes. Get the most expensive thing on the menu.
That's right. Exactly.
But you also went there to a Italian restaurant and got steak. Like,
I know.
Pizza and pasta, dude.
Especially when you go in there and it smells so Italian.
I know. It's so delicious. You feel like, I'm getting hungry.
You feel like you're committing some
Matt,
kind of...
if you're listening, please deliver us a pizza.
Drop off a Scotch fillet too, mate.
A pizza.
Cheers, boy. we'll see you soon. So we've got three clips to play you, A, B and C. You've got to guess which of the three clips is Hugh Jackman, Australian hero.
I love that you wrote Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it might throw you, but I think you get it. So Hugh Jackman, three clips. If you know which one is him, 1-300-655-922. And if you're correct, we'll put you in the draw for that $50 voucher to family restaurant Valentino's now.
Just think of that cheesy goodness.
And even if you guess, you've got a 1-in-3 chance. And then if you're the second caller and the first caller's wrong, you've got a 1-in-2 chance. Then if you're the third caller, you automatically win.
Yeah, I know, winning.
So someone's winning.
I'm so excited.
You just got to call up 1-300-655-922. Okay, here's our clips. This is clip A. Is this Hugh Jackman?
Big sharks, big crocodiles, yeah. And you got to fight your way through life.
Or is this Hugh Jackman? This is B.
You don't think you're going to go away to work or on a holiday or something, come back and your dog doesn't recognise you, right?
And this is clip C.
Only to discover that my eyesight has got that bad that I couldn't read anything.
Which one's Hugh Jackman?
You know, usually I'm pretty bad at this, but that was pretty easy.
Yeah, we're making it easy. It's a new competition.
That was pretty easy.
I think it's easy. So if you know which one's Hugh Jackman, 1-300-655-922.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Nick.
Yeah.
So sorry about my co-host, Nick.
Sorry.
I'll go, mate.
On 1-300-655-922, we have Nick on the line to play Who Dat. All right, I'll give you those clips again. This is A.
Big sharks, big crocodiles, yeah. And you got to fight your way through life.
And this is B.
You don't think you're going to go away to work or on a holiday or something, come back and your dog doesn't recognise you, right?
And this is C.
Only to discover that my eyesight has got that bad that I couldn't read anything.
All right, Nick, which one is Hugh Jackman?
Go B.
It's not B. That's Russell Crowe, Nick. That's Russell Crowe. Thanks for playing.
Sorry, Nick.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. You too.
At 1-300-655-922, it's Justin from Devonport. We've narrowed it down to two clips now, Justin. We've got A.
Big sharks, big crocodiles, yeah. And you got to fight your way through life.
And we have C.
Only to discover that my eyesight has got that bad that I couldn't read anything.
All right, bring it home for us, Justin. Which one is Hugh Jackman?
Obviously C.
Yes!
He's done it. Good on you, Justin.
Justin.
You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Valentino's Family Restaurant.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
No
Hang
worries.
Hang there and we'll grab your details, Justin.
No worries.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Just off the air there, I was telling Ari about a prank call I made in my spare time. Well, a mate of mine made.
I'm sorry, but there comes to an age, possibly even like quite early on in life,
yeah,
where prank calls are no longer a thing you do, Ari, but not for Adam.
Ari just looked
prank
at me.
Prank calling as a 30-year-old.
Yeah, Ari just looked at me and said, are you 10? Anyway, on this day, it's the 25th of January, so Christmas soon. Hope you've got all your shopping done.
It is not Christmas soon.
On this day, 1952, Richie Beno...
Welcome back to the SCG.
...made his Test match debut against the West Indies at the SCG.
Welcome back to the SCG.
You know Richie?
Yeah, love Richie. Go, Richie.
Go, Richie.
Go, Richie.
On this day, in 1996, David Boone played his final Test match. You know David Boone?
Yeah, Test match. It's all cricket.
Yeah, you know David Boone. He has a moustache. He's Tasmanian.
Ooh.
So no laughing.
Cricket.
On this day in the year 2000, right, two US office workers plummeted 40 floors in 4 seconds in a lift in the Empire State Building after a lift cable failed. The lift stopped just 4 floors from the ground and the two suffered only minor bruising. So that's 121 metres in 4 seconds.
Another reason to take the stairs.
Oh, they were fine.
Take the stairs.
Couple of bruises.
Take the stairs.
What are you worried
about?
That
would be terrifying.
But are you going to take the 40 floors? Are you really going to take the stairs?
I mean, new year, new you fitness.
Yeah, but it takes so much time. Imagine that time could be spent.
But they're going down. So, I mean, at least they're not going up the stairs. Yeah. That would be absolutely terrifying. But you would never want to take a lift ever again.
You've only got 4 seconds to be terrified, though, and then, you know, you're I just got a bruise.
I guess it's kind of like the giant
drop. Giant drop, yeah. People do it for fun all the time, Ari. What are you talking about? It's a free amusement park ride.
That's
what you're saying. So I would never say such a thing, but that's what you've said here.
So terrifying. That's what you said. Oh, you've started already. Day two. You're already revving me up.
On this day in 2004, Serena Williams defeated her older sister, Venus, in the Australian Open to win her fourth straight title in the Tennis World's four Grand Slam tournaments. I didn't want to put that in, but Jerry, the boss, insisted.
Yeah, he loves his tennis.
He didn't really.
He's got some trophies.
Yeah. Do you have trophies?
Yeah, home? But not from tennis.
But do you have trophies from your childhood?
Yeah.
Do you keep them all?
Yeah, of course.
I've got mine somewhere, but a lot of them are snapped and broken and stuff.
Oh, but don't take care of them, do you?
Make them out of cheap stuff. Well, when you move house, you put them in a bag and they all break. But I have lots of cricket ones and stuff. On this day in 2020, the very first COVID-19 case in Australia was confirmed. The patient was a man from Wuhan who flew into Melbourne on the 19th of January.
2 years ago.
Hmm.
That's so weird, isn't it?
It's been
that's
2 years.
So long.
Since our
first
case.
Do you think that everything, like everyone watching Netflix or movies in the years to come are going to be like, why is everyone wearing masks?
How come everyone
why is there always warning? Because, you know, when you watch movies now, sometimes there's a warning thing that comes up that goes like, you know, this is a after pandemic reality or something.
Take it in the context in which it was filmed.
Yeah. They're going to be like, what the?
Yeah, and they'll be how come these people are only talking through screens and they have a weird digital tinge to their voice?
Yeah. Could be it. Could be it.
Yeah. We'll be listening back to a clip of us saying this in 5 years' time. We were right.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Coming up. Dog news.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Word Sanger. We'll talk to Mari about the Australia Day Awards and Family Fun Day that's happening in Wynyard tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't forget it's public holiday tomorrow. You ready for a day off?
I probably would have rocked up to work at like 5 being like, where is... it would have got to 6 and I would have been like, oh.
Yeah.
And then like, Jerry's here. What?
Yeah.
I probably would have just done.
You're assuming
whole day
he's
anyway.
Just going to turn up on the public holiday.
No, or? He's on tomorrow from 6.
Oh, is he? I haven't looked who's on at 6 because it's not my problem. Oh, it's not me. That's all that matters.
But yes, tomorrow is a public holiday. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Day off.
And we'll talk more about these scooters. So, what do you think about the e-scooters? Let us know at CFM Tasmania on Facey.
There's some heated comments in there.
Nothing stirs.
You love to rev people up, just slightly.
Nothing
don't
revs
you.
People up like
an
e-scooters. The most politically divisive subject of all time, the e-scooters. Ed Sheeran, 12 minutes past 7. It's Adam and Ari on CFM. Morning.
Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
These hire and ride electric scooters have been popping up in Hobart and Launceston, already clocking more than 20,000 trips.
I think they're a good idea, as long as obviously people do the right thing by them. Don't dump them in the dirt.
You have to be over 16, wear a helmet and stay within the city boundary. But already one scooter made its way to the top of Kunanyi, Mount Wellington.
So what do you reckon? At CFM Tasmania, we're asking today, what do you think of the whole electric scooter thing? There's been talk about possibly bringing it to the coast. They're already in Lonnie and Hobart.
Yeah. So do you want them here? Do you not want them?
A lot of people have their own thoughts on this. You can also call us 1300 655 922. Pros and cons. Pros, you can save on cabs. Obviously, if you're going out drinking, you can't...
And we don't have... Well, we don't really have Uber here. So...
Yeah. You can't obviously drive if you've been drinking, but you can, and you can't go on the scooters if you've been drinking. But
you can get it there.
Take the scooter there, save on cab fare.
Yes, yeah, so
and then just
true.
Leave the scooter there. Just
exactly.
Leave it. That's what it's all about.
But then I guess you need the scooter to be where you are to begin with. Oh.
Yeah, but they're everywhere. The scooters, when I was in last time in Hobart, they're everywhere. I wouldn't be walking around going, where's a scooter?
Definitely not.
Okay, just checking.
I've never tried one, though. You've tried them on the mainland.
There's so much fun. Have you seriously never tried an e-scooter?
I mean, Hobart, next week, I reckon you should get me
on. For your birthday?
Yeah.
Next week, the 3rd of February.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. I was going down to see the one day against New Zealand. That's been cancelled.
Yeah.
So
what? Who are we going with?
I'm just going by myself.
You're going solo for the whole week?
Yeah.
You're going to hang out with your family?
Yeah, I'll see my family. Yeah,
you're going to stay with your family?
Yeah, for a couple of days, yeah.
And then where are you going to stay?
Well, I always like to stay at accommodation.
Yeah, why?
No, it's just, I
just
enjoy it.
Just something fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to solo stay at an accommodation place?
Yeah.
And scoot around
solo? Yeah. You're not really supposed to have two people. That's another thing when I was looking at clips of this online.
Yeah.
I saw clips of two people riding them at once too and stacking it on the footpath.
Yeah, but you can be next to each other. Like
no, yeah, they're on the same scooter. So don't do that. But yeah, I'll have to try one next week, report back, get me on live.
Yeah,
on the desk.
Well, you won't be here, so maybe, yeah, we'll connect you through.
I can connect through the desk with my phone, right? Have some wireless headset while I'm on the scooter, 6 a.m. in Hobart. Ari, I'm reporting live from Hobart on an e-scooter.
To give you an update.
Yeah, for my first ever scoot.
Yeah, okay.
Where have you tried in Brisbane?
Yeah. Yeah.
You loved them?
Yeah, the limes. Yummy.
What did
so
you
much fun.
Use it for?
Well, because we always stay on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
And then to get into the actual, like, shopping area and, like, you know, inner city. Like, it's a fair walk, but it's like you got to go the whole way around if you're in a car.
Yeah, okay.
So that's annoying. So you just get a scooter and you just go straight across the bridge and then it's like, oh, we're here. And you just scoot around and you can park them in front of, you know, your shop and then you go in and then you go back because it locks.
Yeah.
So using the app, it will lock so no one else can take your scooter if you're still using it. But obviously it does, you know.
Unless
the
they throw it in the water.
Well, yeah, unless they do that.
They can't lock it from
and
that.
They also have, on the limes in Brisbane, they also had speed limits. So when you were in certain zones, you couldn't actually go any faster.
Yeah, 25K in Hobart it is.
Yeah, any faster than that that limit. So, I mean, a lot of people were saying that you could be speeding past shops and obviously, like, you know, possibly, potentially knocking into someone. Well, then just reduce that speed limit.
They're talking
so
about.
So have that a lot lower.
Yeah, they're talking about reducing it in Hobart from 25.
Yeah.
Having a look at it. So.
Yeah.
Because.
So there's options. There's definitely options.
Yeah.
There's so much fun, ads. You'll have a hoot. Except for you'll just be hooting around by yourself. Are you sure you're going solo?
Yeah, mostly.
Not going with a girlfriend?
No, mostly solo.
Mostly.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
It's Gaga. Poker face. 28 past 7. What's funny?
I've been trying to bait you all morning and you're not taking it.
You can't bait a beta.
Well, this is devastating.
I'm not a beta, by the way. I'm an alpha. Thank you very much.
You wish.
In the US, Ari, authorities have described a real-life Lassie story.
Yeah.
And you like that? After a dog led police to the scene of a serious crash involving its owner. In a post on Facebook, the New Hampshire State Police said they responded to reports of a dog on the loose. After the officers located a large German Shepherd on the highway, the dog led them to the scene of a badly damaged utility vehicle that had rolled over. Police found the two occupants had been ejected from the vehicle and were suffering serious injuries as well as hypothermia and immediately called for medical assistance. Police said the one-year-old dog, named Tinsley, was uninjured in the crash. Tinsley's owner, Cam Laundrie, told a local dog news station that he felt fortunate his dog was with him when the crash happened. She's my little guardian angel, you know. It's a miracle that she had the kind of intelligence to do what she did, Mr. Laundrie said. How do you like that? All's well that ends well, the dog and the man, or the two people in the vehicle are fine.
That's why you need dogs in your life.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
Has Santy ever saved your life?
Every day,
Every day.
That's
it. I just want a dog.
I just want a dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Now, we're about to do Word Sanger, but first we are discussing on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. How do you feel about these e-scooters? So I was thinking, obviously, with the COVID times, is it... Are people leaving COVID on the scooters?
But, actually, great point.
But Gina has written in here, good point. I just cringe at the thought of sharing those helmets, head lice spreaders.
That didn't even...
I didn't think of that either.
No.
That's a good point.
And I've used the helmets.
Oh, that's why you've got lice.
I don't have lice. I'm
wondering why you're scratching away there at the scalp.
I haven't even scratched my head.
Word Sanger.
Something.
All right, Word Sanger, two words. You right? You're scratching.
Well, now I am. At least you're lucky you don't have any hair.
Oh, oh yeah, they can't survive.
Burn.
Can't survive on my scalp. All right, two words. You've got to guess what word goes in the middle to make up the Word Sanger. So, for an example, go ahead, Ari.
An example?
Yeah.
Let's say we had coffee in front. Coffee shop, shop front.
Exactly. We're looking for shop.
We're looking for that middle word.
And we have our word machine Theo in. So if you guess this correctly, you go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all good if it's a wood heater from Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Theo, take it away.
Your words for today are beach and rack.
Beach and rack.
Beach something, something rack. What do you think that something is at 1-300-655-922?
Those summer vibes, beach and rack.
I know I often have a lot of racks in the summer. You're right. 1-300-655-922.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It's Naomi and Maybell.
Hello, guys.
Naomi and Maybell. Good morning. Welcome back.
Maybell knew yesterday's and she got today's as well.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
Well, welcome to our brand new competition. It's called Word Sanger and we've got a brand new word machine. It's called Theo. Theo, give him the words.
Hello, your words Theo. For today are beach and rack.
All right. What do you think the word is that goes in the middle, Maybell?
Theo, done that? Let's check in with Theo.
The word for my sanger is towel. Beach towel. Towel rack.
They've done it, Ari.
Well done, guys.
Awesome.
What do you guys think of our brand new competition word sanger?
Welcome, Theo.
Yes, Naomi. Yeah, Theo ran off with Jerry.
He has a very deep voice.
Ooh.
He's a refined gentleman. Some may say he's a supreme gentleman.
Yes. Maybe you could get some tips off Theo.
Whoa, burn. Naomi, how could you burn
God.
Me?
Oh, yes, Naomi. Oh, this is the best. This is best.
Remember my prediction for the year?
What were your
It was something to do with my love life. Yeah, I'll find Mrs. Wright or something.
Yeah, I mean, he may have already found her.
How about it?
That's why I've been baiting him all morning, Naomi. I did see your comment and I was like, oh, we've got to get it out of him.
Yes, you'll find Miss Wright.
Yeah.
We'll see how we go.
Well, thank you so much, Naomi. We've got your details and good luck on Prize Giving Friday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Now, Ari, don't forget tomorrow's a public holiday.
It sure is.
Don't turn up to work. Although you do have a shift.
I probably would.
Well, you do have a shift, don't you?
Yeah, but only in the afternoon.
But it's Australia Day, and there are still things going ahead, such as the Australia Day Family Fun Day. It's happening in Wynyard at Gutteridge Gardens, being put on by the Rotary Club of Somerset. And we have on the line Mari to tell us about it. Good morning, Mari. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. It's a pleasure.
So what's happening tomorrow?
Well, we're going to have a great Family Fun Day at Gutteridge Gardens in Wynyard. This is a COVID-safe event. and we have heaps of family-friendly fun. We've got face painting, heritage games like sack races, egg and spoon races for the children. We've got the fairy tales and pirate sales, doing face painting, etc. We've got prizes for the best decorated bike and scooter, best dressed adult and child, and we've got absolutely fantastic music from about lunchtime onwards. We've got local Clint Hutton. Then we've got bands Crikey and Derail. And I understand Brett College from Crikey is one of the best musicians in Tassie. Everything, entry is free to this event, and we have drinks available for purchase, prizes galore, and giveaways every hour. So come in and enjoy the fun. It's going to be a great day in the lovely Guttridge Gardens at Wynyard.
Yeah, sounds awesome. So, yeah, it's a free event, but do we need to register to come because of COVID guidelines, or we just show up?
No, just show up. You do need to be fully vaccinated, though, and numbers will be counted as they go through the gate, but you don't have to register. It's a community event, and I think it's something that the community really needs at this time.
Yeah. Of our pandemic. And just checking, what time does it start?
Well, the normal awards day ceremony that the Wynyard Council normally do starts at about 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And then they have, you know, the smoking ceremony and the awards, and Amy Pegg will do a number. And then about 10:30, our Rotary Club, together with the Wynyard Rotary Club, will take over and do the fun day.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Fantastic. We'd love to see you there. Bring your picnic rug if you want. We'll also have bean bags to sit on. We've got tables and chairs. There will be sausage sizzle and hamburgers for sale. And also, I believe there's some, pies and sausage rolls if you want. A couple of ice cream vans there. It will be a fantastic day.
Awesome. Thanks for telling us about it, Mari, and thanks for putting it on. It's not an easy time to organise an event, so we appreciate that you're doing it.
Fantastic.
That's the Australia Day Awards and Family Fun Day happening tomorrow at Guttridge Gardens in Wynyard from 10.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. You're looking for something to do, like, exploration-wise around the coast. Have you done Cradle Mountain?
Yeah.
I've never. Yeah.
Have you not done it?
How about it? No.
Are we doing it this weekend? We're going to go explore. Are we going to go on an adventure?
It sounds like lots of exercise, but we could.
Do Dove Lake.
What it's at? That sounds made up, frankly. Dove Lake.
How are you Tasmanian? Honestly. Hang on. How are you Tasmanian and you've never been to Cradle Mountain? I'm not angry. I'm not angry, Adam. I'm disappointed.
I've been to Mount Wellington.
So have I.
But I've never been to me. Coming up before 9 o'clock, we'll talk tech with Richard Pascoe. He's back for the new year. He'll talk to us about the dangers of cryptocurrency. Maybe some people are feeling a false sense of security with those VPNs too. They don't do as much as you may think.
Mm.
And there was a big, big scam. A Sydney family was scammed out of $1 million. He'll tell us about that too. We've also got Chorus King, so...
I'm so excited to play Chorus King.
Everyone get warmed up. There we go. We're all warm, ready for Chorus Kings. That's coming up. Also, Tinder Australia have released the top 100 love Tinder anthems of last year. So.
What's your anthem on Tinder?
Don't think I had an anthem. You can just connect it to your Spotify, so it does come up with just a random generated...
Just a whole lot of Pearl
but
Jam.
But people can choose an anthem as well, but I don't think I had one. But
you had one. You
I
don't
didn't.
Think you had one.
I didn't choose an anthem,
Why,
no.
as in you don't have Tinder anymore?
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
You want to make a lady feel like the only girl in the world? Treat her to a micro wedding.
CFM's micro wedding.
Smooth.
Yeah. We're giving away.
But true.
Yeah, we're giving one away. A micro wedding to be held at the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
to the value of $5,000. All you need to do is share with us your love story online at cfmtaz.com.au. The wedding is provided by Pop Up Weddings Tasmania and is all thanks to Bernie First National. Adam, there's a love in your life.
What do you mean?
Isn't there? Be going to Valentino's with someone. Who'd you go to the movies with last night?
What is movies?
He's not giving anything away.
Get your little story in at cfmtaz.com.au. Myself and Ari are going to narrow it down to five couples who we think love each other the most.
Yeah. You know you can't win, right, Adam?
Yeah, I'm not entering.
Okay, just checking.
cfmtaz.com.au. Submissions are open right now. We'll narrow it down to five. And then you, the coast, choose which couple wins the micro wedding.
Exactly.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday Cheerios time. Ari didn't forget today. Like yesterday.
That was you. Ari. Put it on record. It was you.
Thank you. Ari. How could you?
Actually, I forgot it was Darren's birthday yesterday. I spoke to him all morning and then didn't know it was his birthday until like 10.
Wow.
Ooh.
I wished him a happy birthday yesterday. That's Darren Kerwin.
As soon as he walked in, like at like 5 something in the morning?
I didn't know until the email went out.
See? It wasn't just me. Anyway, happy birthday, Darren Kerwin, for yesterday.
He's over on that 7AD.
I'm looking at him. He actually dabbed through the window yesterday.
Yeah, he did actually because he was in a good mood. It was his birthday.
Bless.
All right, the rest of these have been submitted for today's birthdays through the CFM birthday book at cfmtaz.com.au. So they are in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at peppermint parties, marquee, photo booth, costume hire, gift ideas, plenty more. East Devonport, great store.
And stuff for Valentine's Day too, which is not that far away.
First of all, we have Wayne Kerr. Wayne Kerr, happy 69th birthday, Wayne. Hope you have a great day. I'll see you later for dinner for two. That's nice, romantic.
Tegan Goss from Bernie. Happy birthday, Tegan. Hope your day is as awesome as me. Enjoy your snuggles. Love from your fave, Susie.
I think that's a made-up one there. Tegan Goss.
I don't think so.
Doesn't sound real. Anyway, we've got Ima Nob from Sprayton. Have a great day, Ima, for those who know, with a little X at the end. Remember, you can submit birthday Cheerios or just fake names like Tegan Goss at cfmtaz.com.
Not the fake name on here. We've had Wayne Kerr and Ima Nob on there.
Tegan Goss sounds made up to me. cfmtaz.com.au to get your birthday entries in and you could win that voucher too. It's Swifty. Comet Taylor, message in a bottle. Adam and Ari, good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1300 655 922.
Now, Tinder Australia have released the top love anthems of last year. Now, people can add an anthem to their Tinder profile, and apparently, according to this article, the parchment in front of me, you see a 10% increase in matches if you pop an anthem in.
Is it supposed to be like this, so you put a song that represents like you or your life or what? Like, I need to know more details here.
All they tell you on the app is
add
your anthem. What's your anthem? So I guess it's open to interpretation, but they've got the top picked song. So coming in, let's go number two first. At number two in Australia, all of Australia, in Tinder.
On Tinder.
The number two anthem for everyone was this. That was number two.
Okay, instantly I'm thinking that's like broken up relationship.
Yeah.
They're jumping on Tinder. They're like, you know, to get over someone, get under someone. They're like, yeah, good for you. You're healthy and happy.
Yeah.
But I'm on Tinder.
Major warning signs.
Yeah,
warning
red
signs.
Flag for me.
Swipe is left the bad one.
I don't even know.
They're still hung up on their ex. They're still bitter and resentful.
That's what I get from that song. Okay, next one.
Number two in the entire country is people that are still angry at their exes.
Yeah.
So, but coming in at number one, love anthem in Australia on Tinder.
I'm so excited.
Was this one.
I'll be up if you can be right. Yeah, I do the same thing I told you that I never would.
Number one, love anthem.
Ooh.
Still a weird one, isn't it?
It is a little bit, to be honest. I need you to stay. Like, stay the night.
Needy. Major warning signs.
Like, don't leave in the middle of the night, no walk of shame, just stay. Or, like, didn't want them to leave. Yeah, bit weird. I thought it would have been, like, Kings of Leon or something.
Why? Sex on Fire? I suppose so. But is that people's anthem?
I don't know.
You're a bit old.
Well, that's because it always gets...
Kings of Leon? You mean classic rock?
It's because it always gets suggested when we do a request show.
For, like, Valentine's and stuff.
Yeah, so it's just in my head.
Yeah, so there were two Dojas in the top ten, which makes a bit more sense, because that's very saucy music.
Yeah.
Need to Know was in at number nine. Baby, I need to know. It's a bit more of a love anthem. Bit saucier, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to be honest, sounds better than Stay or Good For You.
Yeah, and Kiss Me More was in at number six.
That makes sense. I'm surprised that WAP wasn't the top song.
Yeah. I can't see it in here in the top 20.
Is it not even in the top 20? Really?
No.
And
I'm
on
not
a Tinder
that.
Profile.
I know, right? And like at number four, Heatwaves, Glass Animals.
Weird
love anthems.
What would yours be? What Pearl Jam song? Because clearly it'd be a Pearl Jam song.
Oh, I don't know. The love Pearl Jam songs are a bit cheesy.
So it'd be Doja Cat, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think I'd rather go with a Doja love anthem. Yeah.
It'd be Kiss Me More, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or Need to Know. Because Kiss Me More is just a bit predictable, you know? I'm indie.
I'm different. So true.
I'm an Aquarius.
You are a little bit old, aren't you?
I'm an individual. So I'd be like, Kiss Me More, yeah, but that's obvious. I'll go Need to Know. I'll go the number nine song instead of number six.
Yeah.
That's how different I am. What would yours be?
Wouldn't have a clue.
Really?
Would not have a clue.
Wouldn't just be Stay? It's got Biebs in it.
I do like Bieber.
But it's a weird love anthem, isn't it?
Nah, I'd probably like Pony or something.
Pony?
Yeah, I like that song.
By Genuine?
Yeah.
You can do those, what are they, S-drops?
Yes.
You can do them to that song, can't you? Because it's got major bass.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We were just talking about Tinder love anthems, and we have a caller on the subject at 1300 655 922. That's the wrong sound effect. Hello.
Hi, it's Mysterious Mel.
Mel, hello.
And I have a song, Pearl Jam song, Soldier of Love.
Oh, it's a good day. She's got a good point.
Are you going to add it to your Tinder profile?
Yeah. My theoretical, hypothetical Tinder profile.
Ah!
Lay down your arms and surrender to me.
What do you think?
It's kind of a nice song.
You love Pearl Jam now.
I mean, it's better than the other ones you've played.
Ari loves Pearl Jam.
No, I said it's better than the other songs of Pearl Jam we've played. It's a little bit more calmer.
It's the B-side to Last Kiss.
There ain't no reason for you to declare war on
the... I think Mel's got
and
something
he's
here.
In his element.
All right. Officially.
I think Mel's more of a Pearl Jam fan than you. You've actually got your Pearl Jam top on today.
I do, yeah. There you go, Soldier of Love. That's a good Tinder anthem, Mel.
Yeah.
See, I don't need to answer. I'll just have her call up and answer for me because she knows better than I
do. She knows you more than anyone.
That's right. Mysterious, isn't it? Up next, Chorus Kings.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time for Chorus Kings. It's a new game we're going to play every weekday morning. We're going to give you a couple lines of a song in the verse, but we're going to stop it just before the chorus. You can either choose to sing the chorus to us, or you can just, you know, say it. But we would prefer you to sing it.
Well, saying it is highly frowned upon, you could say. It's not against the rules, but it is frowned upon.
So you need to say the next line that goes after the couple lines that we play in the song. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. Now, Leading Edge Electronics is the only electronics and hobby store on the coast. And that voucher could be yours this Prize Giving Friday. Plus, tomorrow's a public holiday, so you got one in four chances of winning.
That's right.
The odds are in your favour.
All right, here's the line, here's the verse.
I should know they are no good for me.
What's the next bit?
Oh, Adam.
At 1300 655 922. What is the next bit of the song? One more time.
I should know they are...
1-300-6-
I just really want to sing it.
1-300-655-922 if you want to be a chorus king.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
La la la.
Chorus king.
Sing it. At 1-300-655-922, we have our potential chorus king, Emma, from Somerset. Emma, this is the line.
I should know they are no good for me.
Take it away, Emma.
You're hot,
Manil Cody. Yeah.
There's one line, a couple more. You're hot, then you're cold?
Yes, the
dodo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One more, Emma.
You can do it, Emma.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, we'll give it to you anyway.
We'll give it to you. It's early days of Chorus King. We're all getting warmed up. Here's Katie. Here's Katie with it.
Because you're hot and you're cold. Yes and you're no. You're in and you're out.
In and you're out. She got it anyway. She got it before Katie.
Go,
bam.
Go, Emma.
You're our Chorus King for the day, Emma. Good work.
Hey.
You're in the draw.
Congratulations. You're in the draw for that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. There we go.
Hey, Emma, can you say for us Leading Edge Electronics?
Oh, my God, stop it, Adam.
Leading Edge Electronics.
Oh, do you want a job in radio? I might need a new co-host.
Stop it.
Thanks, Emma. Appreciate it.
I'll just grab your details, yes, Emma.
Yeah.
Talking Tech with Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
He's back for 2022. It's the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pasco. Now, before we get to some of what we're going to discuss with Tech Richard, I think we saw you slide into our comments on our Facebook this morning, your thoughts on the e-scooters.
Oh, yeah, love e-scooters. I think they're great fun.
Yes, Richard, you're for them. This is the best.
There is nothing better than going to the pub on a Saturday night, deciding, you know what, I can scoot 5Ks down the road.
Yes.
Yes.
So they have them in Adelaide?
Yes, we do. Yeah, in the CBD and a few areas around. So they're great. They're great fun. You've got to be respectful of people, though. You really do. But they are enormous fun.
Yeah, cool. We have them in Hobart, Lonnie, and there's talk about potentially bringing them here to the coast. So we're discussing
it's
them this morning.
It's a controversial topic at the moment.
Oh, a lot of people don't like them at all.
Yeah, but we're for it. So go, Richard.
Yeah, so am I. And I might be down in Tassie later this year, so I'm looking forward to riding on a scooter.
Yes,
totally. We'll all ride to the pub together, Rich.
That sounds like a very good thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how about cryptocurrency? That's all the rage at the moment as well. There's probably dangers out there that maybe people aren't aware of.
Yeah, there is dangers out there as well. People would have seen a lot of advertising for a thing called crypto.com because they're associated with Matt Damon and they're sponsoring some of the AFL clubs around. It may look like really good returns you can get out of doing this because people are very tired of getting no returns out of the banks. But you have to be careful. Crypto.com actually confirmed that 483 users were hit in an attack on their accounts and saw $31 million worth of crypto coins withdrawn from their accounts. Now, Crypto.com did look after them as well, so made sure that they said, according to them, all customers were reimbursed. But it's just something to be aware of, that it's a new thing out there as well. If you're going to invest in cryptocurrency, it is a bit of a gamble out there. And, you know, security is paramount when it comes out because you just might end up losing all your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, true. Yeah, if you don't have it, don't spend it. And if you're not willing to lose it, don't do it.
Right.
Yeah. And VPN myths.
People will always go along and say VPNs, and there's lots of ads on TV for at the moment going along saying that VPNs are a great security thing out there as well. VPNs are virtual private networks as well. I don't think most people actually need a VPN, and there are lots of myths out there as well. So they say VPNs are a bulletproof way to protect your privacy. No matter what the VPN provider tells you on their homepage, no one can guarantee you complete online anonymity, which means that people can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
They say VPNs don't collect data as well. So So most VPNs have some kind of promise to never keep logs plastered all over their website. Logs means a record of you connecting to the VPN and from there onward to whatever site you wish. So it's important that VPNs actually do keep logs, as they're the only thing connecting you to what you were doing on the internet. So that's another myth. And finally, VPNs will protect you against hackers out there as well. No. Using a VPN will not protect you from hackers, no matter what some VPNs say, whether or not your credit card information, physical address and other information gets stolen. It is not down to whether or not you use a VPN. They're all, you know, so if you can, we don't really need to use VPNs like we used to a couple of years ago before COVID.
Okay, that's interesting. And can you tell us about the Sydney family that were conned out of $1 million?
This family, what they did was they were about to sell their house and they were going to have to hand over $1.1 million. So they got an email from somebody who they believed was their solicitor to finalise the transfer of the final sale on there as well. So what they did was they actually transferred the money on the internet via that email that was sent to them. Now, here's the issue, and this happens a fair bit, not just to this family, but to lots of people and around the country. Hackers had actually had access to the couple's email account or the solicitor's account. So what they did was they changed the BSB and account number and sent a doctored email to the couple. So what happened was they were actually sending the money offshore straight away, not to the solicitor at all. So what I'd say to all businesses out there is this: if you transfer large amounts, always confirm by phone the BSB and account number. And if you regularly pay an invoice and the BSB and account number has changed, ring them up, confirm by phone. Yeah. Have you changed your bank account before you transfer any money out? Because we had a netball club over here. They'd raised $150,000 to redo all their surfaces. They lost it all. Transferred out straight away, went straight out of the country, never got it back.
Oh, wow.
So definitely worth the extra effort, especially if you're transferring a lot of money just to make sure it's going to the right place.
Exactly right. Only takes a phone call to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much. That's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You can find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au or talktech.com.au. Happy New Year, Richard.
Happy New Year to you guys, and talk to you next week.
Yep.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks,
bye.
Mate.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning and happy Tuesday.
Good morning. Welcome.
You say happy Tuesday back.
Sorry, happy Tuesday, Adam.
Thank you, and not even prompted. earlier, we were talking about Tinder anthems and love anthems in general. We have Sean on the line at 1-300-655-922. Sean, whereabouts are you from?
I'm originally from the mainland, but moved here last year and in Devonport.
Nice. How are you finding it so far?
I've fallen in love with it.
Awesome. Glad to have you aboard, Sean.
And it's my birthday today, and my love anthem on Tinder happens to be Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs.
Right. Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs. We'll have to have a look at that.
Mm. Ooh.
You don't know it, Ari?
No, sorry. I don't know music that well. I'm just here for the lols. Can you play it, Ed?
Now, why is that your love anthem? Do you like the Beautiful Crazies?
No, if you listen to the song and the words, you'll find out why.
Oh, okay.
Best way to describe it.
All right. We're going to have a little bit of a listen.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. 28th. Oh, we got Clive Palmer with an ad. Hang on.
Damn it.
Rightio.
Day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine takes
free. Bit of a country twang.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm a country boy, so.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for your call, Sean. Appreciate it.
Too easy. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Sean.
Welcome
Bye.
To the coast.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
According to Tinder Australia, that was the number one picked song in people's Tinder profiles as their love anthem. It's Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber and Stay. The number one love anthem of 2011 in people's Tinder profiles. How do you like that, Ari?
I love that it's Justin Bieber.
You do. Hey, speaking of love.
CFM's Micro Wedding.
We're giving away a micro wedding.
We are. All you need to do to be in the running to win
is write your love story and submit it online at cfmtaz.com.au with a photo. And yeah, Adam and I are going to read through all of your love stories, pick out top five,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to go to a vote. The Coast will vote for their favourite couple.
And the winner will get a micro wedding held at the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
Valued over $5,000, provided by Pop-Up Weddings Tasmania, and it is all thanks to Bernie First National.
Entries are open now at cfmtaz.com.au. If you're you're a couple you want to enter, or if you know a couple, you can enter them.
Oh, yeah, you can.
How about that?
I know someone sitting in front of me that potentially has a better half.
What do you mean?
Adam.
Me? Look what you did to the music.
I'm really trying to bait you today. We're getting no information about your love life.
No, I'm just dancing on my own, as is Callum Scott next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari, done for another day. Ari, episode 2 of 2022.
Bring it on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow won't be day 3.
Public holiday tomorrow.
Yeah, day off. You know what? The thought of having a 4-day week and having Wednesday off sounds so amazing.
Mm.
Imagine if it was like that every week.
But wouldn't productivity go down? I think that's economics. Simple economics.
No, surely not, because you have a rest day.
Ooh.
Midweek.
Ooh.
Have a rest day. Chillax.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
Today?
Hmm.
Great question.
Are you going to gallivant?
I think we should go support some locals and have some breakfast somewhere.
Support your locals. They're doing it tough, obviously, at the moment. So go have breakfast somewhere or brunch. Good point. Didn't you say you brought breakfast. A salad in?
Yeah, for lunch.
Did you?
I can have that after.
Every time I'm eating a salad, I think to myself, I'm hungry, I should get some food. while I'm eating it, honestly.
Really?
I forget that I'm eating because I'm just thinking to myself, I'm hungry, I need something
to eat. Remember that one time we went out to breakfast not that long ago with the great Lee Dixon?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, yeah, like we'll invite him because, you know, he wants to be part of the cool club. So we invite him and we sit down and he orders 2 things off the menu.
Mm-hmm.
What did he get? Like a croissant and oats and stuff.
Yeah.
So 2 full breakfast items.
Yep.
And halfway through his oats, he's like, what am I doing?
He's like, no, I've already had breakfast. I just had breakfast before I came.
That was literally the highlight of that, like, brunch catch-up. I was like, oh, my God. And you ordered 2 meals as well.
Oh, bless him.
So that's like... Yeah, what it reminds me when you say you think of food when you're eating a salad.
Yeah, I think I'm hungry, I should get some food. While I'm eating the salad, I forget that I'm eating.
What sort of breakfast are you thinking, though?
Oh, it could be anything. The Coast's our oyster.
Like waffles?
Mm.
I like bacon.
You can put bacon on the waffles.
Do you know that KFC currently isn't providing bacon?
I did see that because COVID.
Did you see that?
Didn't they run low on chicken or something as well at some point?
Yeah, but the KFC in Devonport currently doesn't have any bacon.
Don't
just
they?
Just an FYI for the Coast.
Do they not?
No. Wow. Sorry, yesterday.
I always get the zinger anyway. Don't need any bacon.
Oh, don't need no bacon. Well,
comes
I'm
bacon
ready for
free.
Bacon now that I can't have it.
You can put the bacon on a waffle, then you got the best of both worlds. Well, think about this.
Oh, my God. Maple bacon waffle sounds pretty good.
That might be the go. We'll eat that while Jerry plays your workday hits next.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Okay, now let's get to the nitty-gritty. Been baiting you all day and you've given us no love life content. My friends have messaged me being like, you don't talk about Adam's love life anymore.
Boy, you talked about it all the whole show, so they'll be happy.
Well, they will be today because I've been trying to bait you all day, but you have provided... No comments.
I'm just not baitable.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, keep trying. See, stay tuned.
I'll have to get Zach Weeks on the case.
Mm.
He knows. He knows about the baiting.
So we're not doing cruiser crosses at the moment, though. So he could really get stuck in on those crosses.
Up, though. And Caden Coops provided some lols during the birthday book. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? That fake name, what was it?
Wayne Kerr.
No, that's not the fake one. Those were real.
And Armin Nob. How funny.
No, I'm talking about the fake name.
No, they were the fake names. Tegan.
Tegan, that's it. Ooh, that's very suspicious.
That's definitely not suspicious.
Yeah, Tegan. Nah. Tegan. Who is this Tegan? Yeah, right, Tegan Goss. Yeah, right.
They're actually celebrating a birthday
from
today.
From somewhere called Bernie? No, yeah, right.
And you think Wayne Kerr is a real name?
Yeah, well, I know a lady named Amy Kerr from the coast. Kerr's a name from the coast.
Who's Amy Kerr from the coast?
Oh, just someone I know that, you know the Betsy Blue tattoo I have on my leg?
Yeah.
She done that.
Oh, the one that you were like,
I was like, what?
What? I don't know, I thought you gave me some information about your love life.
Well, I'm like,
Oh,
day off tomorrow, so kick back.
Well, we do, but we don't, you know. Like, we're still on air, but we're not in breakfast. I've got drive. You got FOMO? No. I've got 2 to 6 tomorrow.
Definitely don't have FOMO.
I'm
going
to live my best life in here.
Okay. I definitely don't have FOMO. I don't want to be in here at 2 to 6 doing liners.
What do you mean? Tomorrow's going to be a quality show.
I'm pretty sure I'm on just before that until 2.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm fine.
Oh, listen in, I guess.
No, don't.
Why not?
Go to the bar or something.
I can't. I'm doing 75
hard. But bars nowadays offer all kinds of non-alcoholic alternatives.
Do they, though?
Yeah, you got...
I mean, you can get them from Woolies, but I don't know about the bar.
You can.
At the bar?
Yeah.
What bar on the coast has a non-alcoholic beverage?
Empress has a few of them.
The non-alcoholic ones?
Yeah,
a
few.
And I don't mean I just want a Coke. Like, I want non-alcoholic
beers with
gin.
No alcohol. I don't know about gin, but they got beers with no alcohol. They've probably got other stuff. Seltzers or something.
I don't drink beer, even if it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
I think there's even non-alcoholic beers at Central. I think I remember seeing them in the fridge. Yeah, just stubbies of them. So there's really no excuse, Ari.
What, you want to send it?
With non-alcoholic. I don't know.
Well, you'd have to do it tonight because you need to sleep tomorrow. What is everyone doing tonight? Is anyone doing anything tonight?
Or did everyone just do it on the weekend with that other station? Big shout out to everyone listening. It's from her debut record. Fresh new tune.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even listen to it.
Big shout out to everyone on the Northwest Coast listening. It's from her debut record. It's another one. Here it is.
Oh, my God. You could totally switch over. You sound like the same.
I know, right?
I wouldn't even know what they sound like because I've never listened to it.
Yeah, big shout out. They're always giving big shout outs.
Big shout out.
We've had a message from Duncan on the northwest coast of Tassie. Big shout out to everyone on the northwest coast of Tassie listening in today.
They're that, and I'm like, oh my God, Duncan!
Yeah. See, we're better.
I'm like, oh my God, we're like, I can't believe we got it.
Duncan, what up, player?
Can't believe you messaged us. Love you too.
And then you go and tune over, and it's like, big shout out to Duncan on the northwest coast for listening. He's voted today for this one. It's from her debut record. Let's hear it. It's a fresh new tune. We love music. Shout out to everyone that loves music.
It's scary how good you are at that. We should do one show where we do that. It'd be funny.
People won't know what they're tuned into.
Yeah, I know, right? And then you just hear me laughing in the corner. Anyway, have a wonderful day. I'm hungry.
Bye.
Bye.